My friends, today the subject for discussion is the resurrection and the judgment to come. Skeptics disbelieve in a resurrection of the body, declaring that bodies corrupted in the grave, cremated, destroyed, or devoured by a beast could not possibly be restored and resurrected. But this unbelief must be resolved in faith. God's word declared that nothing is impossible with God. Luke 1, verse 37. The resurrection of a new immortal body is no more an impossibility than that of the creation and birth of the mortal bodies. Other skeptics and infidels have denied the possibility of a general resurrection of all the good and the bad, declaring there would not be standing room for all who have lived and died on the earth if all were resurrected at the same time. But someone has calculated that if every person who ever lived, from Adam to the last born infant, were each given a square yard on which to stand, all the living and the dead all together could stand in an area less than half of that of the state of Texas. Now, I don't know about that, but the promise of the resurrection of the dead is as certain as the promise of the Lord's second coming. Hear the apostle. Are you listening? But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus God will bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 16. All that are in the graves shall hear his voice, both the good and the bad, and shall be resurrected. The saved resurrected unto eternal life, the lost unto eternal damnation. Eternal damnation will last just as long for the lost as eternal life will last for the saved. The body of our loved ones put in the grave will not be the body resurrected. The Bible says, thou sowest not that body that shall be. 1 Corinthians 15:37. The body resurrected will excel beyond our fullest comprehension the bodies we now have. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but the resurrected body will be a spiritual body. The apostle declared, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. 1 Corinthians 15:40-44. Yes, my friend, the day of judgment is coming. The day of judgment will be a day of destruction for the sinner and ungodly. The apostle said, but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. 2 Peter 3:7. And again, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. Destruction on this dreadful day does not mean annihilation. God created man, breathed in him the breath of life, the ego of God, and man became a living soul. The soul of man never dies. God cannot, consistent with his own character, annihilate man. His creation is forever and ever. But man may suffer destruction from the face of the Lord. The venerable apostle Paul wrote, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So we just quoted from 2 Thessalonians 1:9. As a man lives, he dies. As he dies, so he is judged and will be raised for the judgment sentence on the resurrection day. There is no change in the grave. But man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth, so man lieth down and riseth not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not wake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Job 14:10-12. But ladies and gentlemen, we're all going somewhere, and we're headed in that direction today. In eternity, there will be no time for preparation. The wise man of God said, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all of thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. No, my friend, there will be no repentance and forgiveness after death. Now, your life is a life of preparation, of probation, of trial, of choice. Every man is deciding his own destiny, bringing judgment upon himself for eternity. Some will suffer evil consequences now for the wicked deeds done, but the full reward of eternal punishment for the wicked will be pronounced at the judgment. The righteous may enjoy the fruits of good and faithful works today, but the full reward for the faithful can only be experienced in eternity after the judgment. On the day of the judgment, on the morning of the resurrection, the righteous judge will sentence the guilty, the unforgiven at death, who were reserved in Tartarus unto eternal punishment in Gehenna hell, while he will reward the faithful, who were reserved in paradise with an eternal inheritance in heaven. The Bible says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which are written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verses 12 through 15. The saved die with the blessings of God, while the unsaved die condemned. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Revelation 14, 13. On the judgment day, the judge of the living and the dead will say, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. Or he will pronounce, depart from me, ye cursed, and everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41. Don't you know, beloved, the judgment day will be the final sentence of punishment of the wicked in an eternal hell, the Gehenna hell, which will be the eternal abode of those which were reserved in Tartarus hell before the resurrection, as in the case of the rich man in Hades of Tartarus hell, revealed in Luke 16, verses 19 through 31. This great and notable day will be the day of final rewards for the faithful who rested and were comforted in paradise in the Hadean world before the resurrection. Do not forget, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each man may receive the things done in his body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad, Paul declared in 2 Corinthians 5:10. The Christian experiences today can only be a foretaste of the glory and everlasting joy in eternity. The great, inspired apostle Paul declared, if in this life only we hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians 15:19. Even the sufferings of this life experienced by Job and other great men of God are incomparable to the degree of glory which shall be experienced by the saints of God in eternity. Yes, it was the great apostle who said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. Romans 8:18. As the apostle anticipated the departure from this world, he concluded, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that have loved his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? On the resurrection morning, the souls of all men will appear in the august presence of Almighty God for the judgment, when the sentence and rewards of the destinies of men will be announced. I am not unmindful of the fact that many people have been led to believe that the judgment is on the resurrection day, will be a day when God will hold a court of inquiry to determine whether a man is lost or saved. But this is not the case. In view of the scriptures already discussed, if this theory were true, and man goes immediately to heaven or hell at death, then we would be forced to the conclusion that the lost will be brought from the Hadean world of anguish and torment before the judge, who will simply send them back to the same place of torment, while the righteous will come forth to appear before the judgment bar of God to be judged and sent back to the same place of abode, heaven. May I ask, would God be a just God? Should he send a person to torment at death, where he is punished for centuries without having been judged? Such injustice would be the case. Should it be true that the sinner goes into Hades and is punished there in the literal hell, Gehenna, until the resurrection day, then is brought forth to be judged and then sent back to Gehenna? Ladies and gentlemen, judgment is going on now. The day of judgment after the resurrection will not be a day of inquiry for God to determine whether one is to be eternally lost or eternally saved. When you die, your destiny is fixed. The record has been kept, and God knows whether you are Lord's or Satan's when you depart from this world. The apostle declared, "The Lord knoweth them that are his," 2 Timothy 2:19. And, "But if any man love God, the same is known of God," 1 Corinthians 8:3. The apostle Peter declared, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil," 1 Peter 3:1-2. Christ himself declared, "He that believeth not is condemned already," John 3:18. Now, surely we could not say that God condemns a person before he is judged. The fact that an unbeliever is condemned already is evidence that, in a way, he is already judged, judged and condemned. Yet an unbeliever may become a believer and be saved, thus pardoned and forgiven, with the reward of eternal life at the judgment. Also, a believer might again become an unbeliever and be condemned with the sentence of everlasting punishment pronounced at the judgment. It is true that the Lord said, "The believer hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation." But friends, I want you to hear Christ in John 3:36. He said, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But he that believeth not the Son, or obeyeth not the Son, shall not see life." In John 5:24, we are taught that the believer shall not come into condemnation. In John 3:36, we are told that the unbeliever shall not see life. If John 5:24 means that the believer can never become an unbeliever and be lost, John 3:36 then would teach that an unbeliever can never become a believer and be saved. The term "shall not" is as permanent in one passage as the other. In one passage, the believer shall not come into condemnation. In the other passage, the Bible says the unbeliever shall not see life. My friends, the truth of these scriptural texts must force us to this inevitable conclusion. If an unbeliever can become a believer and see life, then the believer can become an unbeliever and come into condemnation. A child of God, therefore, in the day of judgment may be lost eternally in a devil's hell. The question is, where will your soul spend eternity? The apostle tells us that at the end, there will be no time for repentance. He said, then cometh the end. 1 Corinthians 15:21-24. When cometh the end? After the resurrection, at his coming, declared the apostle. What shall be the reward for the faithful, Paul? Eternal life beyond doubt. Our Lord promised eternal life in the world to come. He said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left houses or brethren or sisters or fathers or mothers or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. Mark 10:29-30. In the world to come, Jesus declared, God's children must be faithful in order to receive eternal life in the world to come.